Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So Pickett is 20-1 to win the Heisman. USA Today story today is Kenny Pickett going to win a wide open Heisman Trophy race? CBS Sports, huge write-up comparing Burrow at this point in his Heisman Trophy winning season and season that got him picked number one by the Bengals to where Pickett's at, very similar numbers, eerily similar numbers. Brent Venables, the Clemson defensive coordinator who's turned down head coaching jobs. I want to say he's the highest paid defensive coordinator in all of college football.
He's got to be making $3 million.
You know what? He might be the highest paid defensive coordinator in football, period. He might make more than any NFL defensive coordinator.
That's a hell of a gig because he keeps turning down these jobs because he's clearly comfortable at Clemson.
It's like the dude at Virginia Tech. Remember Bud Foster?
Yeah.
Was the same deal.
But I mean, like, he never has to deal with the pressure of being
right.
The guy, and he's great at what he does.
Said, I see Kenny Pickett. I see Joe Burrow. So there's all kinds of hype around Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
We do a show with Kenny.
We love Kenny. Oh, love, yeah, we do. Like, what am I saying?
Trying to go to his tailgate on Saturday with his family. We'll be at the Clemson game. This is the most I've looked forward to a Pitt game at Heinz Field since the renewal of the Penn State rivalry back in 2016, which was an all-time classic game.
Mm-hmm.
That is how excited I am for this. I put it out there a few weeks ago that, hey, I am a Heisman Trophy voter. I didn't say who I'm voting for.
You just said it as a point in fact.
It's true.
I am a Heisman Trophy voter. You've been one for almost a decade because of your acumen.
And so I didn't go to bed until this you probably can't relate to, Chris. I probably didn't get to bed till like 1:30 in the morning last night. So I put my phone on silent mode now when I go to sleep because I don't
you didn't want
some,
Ken Carmen ruining your sleep.
Some douche texting me at 5 o'clock in the morning and waking me up. So I get up at like 9. And I've got missed calls and texts from people.
Oh, no.
About
man,
a,
that's like an alarming feeling to see that many missed calls right off the bat.
Yeah.
That's a very alarming, disconcerting feeling.
And one of them was from Craig, who I think might do a better job of articulating what he heard and what happened. But I guess the gist of what happened on the morning show was that it is now, because of the Kenny Pickett show, a conflict of interest for me to have a Heisman vote. Is that right, Craig?
Give us the straight dirt.
Give
here,
us the
Craig.
Bullet points and the Cliff Notes version of that. Was that the point that it's a conflict of interest for me as a voter?
Let me play this just real quick.
He made a mistake here. And I'm being serious. He has painted himself into a corner.
He thinks you stumping. He compared you talking about Kenny Pickett and having a Heisman vote to a study he once read of how Heisman voters vote based off their geographical location, implying that they are homers and only vote for the people in their own backyard.
Ron Cook and Bob Smysak didn't vote for Larry Fitzgerald.
Correct. And Colin sort of, I saw Colin's tweets about this whole thing.
So what did he write about it?
The one tweet I saw was essentially the same thing there, that you've painted yourself into a corner.
Well, what's that mean?
That people now think you're going to vote for Kenny Pickett no matter what, or that mentally you're going to be swayed by this, which I disagree with.
Wait, so are people going to be mad at me if I vote for Kenny Pickett because they think I'm biased?
They're going to think somehow the fix is in, I guess.
Or are they going to be mad at me if I don't vote for Kenny Pickett and that makes me an anti?
Both sides of that were brought up.
Yeah.
Whether you do or don't, you're essentially damned.
I believe the phrase is, Craig, damned if you do, damned if you don't. Here's what I saw Colin write that brought this to my attention on Twitter. Because one of our listeners, I think it's just a fan listener in general, was apparently trying to start stuff. and was sending these tweets and tagging us in them.
Did he say that I should give my Heisman vote back or that I should abstain from it?
So here's – can I just read the sequence to you briefly here? Okay, so you had your tweet about Kenny Pickett, Clemson not recruiting him. Jason tweets, Andrews Pickett for Heisman candidacy sliced and diced right now by Colin and Mac on the morning show. It's not pretty. Mac, for the record, didn't slice nor dice. I have no problem with Andrew openly politicking for Kenny Heisman.
But hold on a second. Have I openly politicked for him, in your opinion?
I do not think that you have, nor have I, but I think that the perception, because we do a show for him and we talk him up because we love Kenny,
yeah,
is that that is close to politicking. I don't think you have. I'm being serious here for a second.
Okay.
I think you are one of the most upstanding people I've met in this business as far as the sanctity of your opinions. You just said you voted for Jonathan Allen. Like, that was not a popular vote. You vote with what you your prodigious acumen tells you is the right guy. So Jason, this tweeter, writes, I should have specified Colin had a problem with the politicking, okay? Colin, no problem with it. Voters, including Pony, can do what they want. I'm just pointing out that the Heisman voting is a giant conflict of interest. Voters all over the country openly politicking for a candidate, but then that same person has a vote. It's just a popularity contest as a result.
Isn't every award in sports, whether professional or college, a popularity contest if it's not something that
I mean,
is
I
just...
would argue that Jason White won the Heisman for popularity's sake because he played for a blue blood program while Larry Fitzgerald, relatively speaking, was toiling in anonymity relative to Oklahoma.
That would make the college football playoff a popularity contest because it's just people Here's from where it gets, different conferences
I agree with you.
And athletic
no,
directors
I agree with
from
you.
Different
it's
schools
how much, it's how
and
much,
are picking well, four teams.
Correct. Here's the here's
it's
the weirdest
like,
part. Here's
it's
the
not just
part.
Based on win-loss record or numbers.
I know. Here's the strangest part. A guy named Dick tweeted back.
Okay, that's a common older man's name.
Richard, yes. Better than when the opposite happens, Colin. I believe it was Cook or Smizik. It was both, Dick. Who voted for Jason White over L. Fitz. And Colin writes, I agree with that. So he would rather what he is suggesting you are at risk of take place, then you be overcorrecting in the opposite direction and go anti-Pickett even if he warrants it. The thing about this that's going to save any controversy, in my opinion, is this. The potential outcome here. If Kenny Pickett balls out, if Pitt beats Clemson and Pickett has a good, doesn't even have to be great game because Clemson's the best defense they'll see all year,
mm-hmm.
Okay? If they win and he has a good, not even great game, and then they go on and run the table and win the ACC, all that. Right? When does Heisman voting close? When do you have to have that ballot in by?
It is the Sunday after the conference championship.
Okay,
games.
So they'll have played all their games like that. Mm-hmm. They go 12-1, and Pickett has, just spitballing numbers here, something like 39 touchdowns and 3 picks, and they're 12-1. Guess what? He's going to win the Heisman because they're going to be a top-10 team that has a shot at the college football playoff, and he's a quarterback.
Well, he'll be a finalist. He'll be in New York City for it.
Unless Corral goes completely insane, like a guy from the SEC
does. The
running
back at Michigan State's been awesome. They're undefeated. But
right. Unless a guy from a bigger – okay, so going back to popularity contest. Unless one of those guys – Ritter's numbers maybe might not end up being good enough. But unless one of those guys is – if they're undefeated, which they will be, by the way, in their case, and – if they're undefeated and he's got insane numbers, he's got a shot. But Pickett, because he is a quarterback, has a very, very good chance.
So, Craig, what was your read on it? That if, in order to make it the fairest thing possible, I either retract my vote and don't vote this year, or I step away from the Pickett show and just let Chris and you do it? Like, what was your take on what he thought I was doing wrong? Like, what should...
Let me play another clip for you to react to here, because it's tough to answer that one.
I think Andrew is as honest and fair as the day is long. But I do think he erred by telling everybody he has a Heisman vote in October.
So that's where I'm confused. He says you're as honest as basically anybody he knows, right? So what's the concern about how you're going
does
to vote
think,
if you're believed to
does
be an
he
honest
think you're
man?
You're going to get crap from people? Does he think your presence as the lead host of the Kenny Pickett show is going to result in you getting crap from people about this? About it'll be the whiff of impropriety? Even though he says you're an honest John?
I don't think any Pitt fan feels like I'm an overtly pro-Pitt person.
Oh, my God. They feel like the exact opposite. The fact that you're talking up Kenny Pickett the way we have been for his great play this year is probably a borderline miracle to these people.
So then
E.J. Borgetti probably wakes up pinching himself every day.
So I guess I'm confused as to why, like, this is the – I guess this is the first time I've been accused by someone, you know, other than some anonymous troll who puts a fake name on social media.
Like
this is
the
first time
that, just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
This is the first time that I can recall someone saying that there might be a conflict of interest and a pro-Pitt player bias from me. But he's actually not saying that, because then he, in that last clip, said, "I'm honest that I call him as I see him."
Well, let me play another clip for you here real quick.
Andy said in the tweet that he would rather you be in that boat than be anti like Cook was.
Let me give you another little sample of it from
today. All right. Ron voting not for Larry Fitzgerald becomes its own separate story that lives on even to this day. And now if Kenny Pickett is close, what Andrew did with his vote will become a story. And that's not what this thing was all about. It's about identifying the best college football player in this country. And it's just, when I look at this Heisman now, and I look at a lot of awards, I just snicker and I go, this process is so flawed.
Because I do a show with Pickett, it's a flawed process.
I think, Craig, tell me if you think I'm inferring correctly here. I think Colin is saying the intrigue over who a particular voter votes for, he doesn't think should be part of the story. I would disagree with that. Why do you think baseball writers now are publishing their ballots publicly, right? Because
they want transparency.
Because it has become a story in the steroid era, has it not?
Yeah.
Of who is voting for these guys, who's on the side of right or side of wrong, depending on what side you're on. Cook, I think, publishes his ballot or makes it pretty obvious.
Yeah, he says it on the air.
Yeah, so he tells people who he votes for.
Yeah.
I would argue with Collins, what I think his point there is that it's about determining the best player. It's not about finding out who voted for whom. I think people, absolutely, there is a public interest in knowing who voted
for
which
players. And I think
they
deserve to know.
I agree with you. Transparency's sake.
Yeah,
they'd find out that you, Andrew Filippone, a Pittsburgh-based sports host, has voted for an Alabama defensive lineman for this award.
Let me throw this out there. Tony Dorsett has a vote because he won the Heisman Trophy. If you win the Heisman, you become part of the electorate. That's the way it works. Right?
You're a Heisman voter. Not me.
So is Tony is just assumed that Dorsett now votes for Kenny Pickett? He has to?
I would imagine he's lobbied.
And if he doesn't, is he persona non grata within the Pitt community? Like,
I would think that there's a lot of subtle, implicit pressure there, wouldn't you?
I would just say, you know, we're talking about biases and conflict of interests. They welcome, the Heisman Trust welcomes former winners into the voting community. So would you not think if you played for Ole Miss and won the Heisman Trophy, wouldn't you be more inclined to vote
for Matt Corral?
Yeah.
Eli Manning is going to be, well, he didn't win. He didn't win it.
But you know, do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I do.
Like, I don't know.
Or did Eli win it? So Why am I losing my mind here?
No, he didn't. I'm trying to figure out if Colin thinks it's a greater conflict of interest because.
What about if Charles Woodson? Okay, so Charles Woodson won the Heisman. There's a Michigan State player. Who's a running
or
back?
Or an Ohio State player.
And Charles Woodson says, screw that. Michigan State. Hate Ohio. Not voting for him. Blood, you know, college blood runs pretty thick.
I could not tell from the clips Craig played and from the reaction I got from people today if Colin's bigger problem is that I do a show with Kenny Pickett. Is that
no? He thinks that it sounds like his bigger problem is twofold. Again, guessing here, but this is the best I can make of it. Craig, tell me if you think I'm saying anything wrong. He thinks that you should not have be in part because you do a show with Pickett. You should not have revealed yourself as a Heisman voter, but you said it on the air before. And
you can look up that. Like,
I am aware. You can easily.
That's information.
It's readily available
easily,
information.
Easy
correct.
To find, right.
Correct. You are associated in that way with it. It's publicly available. He also thinks that because of this, the real mission of the trophy, which should be to honor the best player, all about the player who wins it, will turn then to a who voted for whom. But to which I say,
and if it does,
transparency
so
matters.
And if it does, so what?
Exactly. I want to know who you voted for. I pry and neb and ask you all
Pitt
the time.
If Pitt fans are ticked at me or love the fact that I voted for Pickett at the end of the day.
If they're ticked with you,
so
it's going to be a day that ends in Y.
Yeah.
Did you promote, real quick, one question. Did you promote Pickett to win the Heisman? Have you said that?
I've never said Pickett for Heisman. I've said Kenny Pickett is the best quarterback in college football right now,
because
which I believe is true.
My read of what he was saying was that you have been promoting Pickett for Heisman and
not.
Should not be doing that. Okay, maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I wanted to check on.
I am very careful with that because I know how particular the Heisman is about that. Like Matt Leinart said, Pickett should be getting more Heisman love. He's a Heisman voter because he's won the award. If he said
vote for Kenny Pickett,
if he said Kenny Pickett is the Heisman Trophy winner, then I think he might be in trouble with
that.
What
them. If he said I would vote for Kenny Pickett today, based on it, like hypothetically, based on what I've seen right now?
As crazy as this sounds, like that's one where I almost would want to get clear. They're really weird about it.
What about like wearing articles of clothing that endorse a particular candidate's candidacy?
Well, I mean, if it doesn't say Heisman, if it says vote, I mean, it could be a number of things.
Like
the Davey O'Brien Award.
Like
I mean,
if it says
so
just,
many...
yeah, if it says like, say it's like a vote for Pedro shirt from Napoleon
Dynamite
or vote
of,
Kenny.
Could be all kinds of
you just
of awards.
He's running for alderman, for example.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.